is back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. Paul Enos and his entire crew, thank you so much for what you do for our state. That's the Nevada Trucking Association. Coming up, a candidate for Congress, John Kovacs, is running in CD3, election day coming up next Tuesday. Stay where you are. We'll get a chance to visit with him. We'll break down a lot of the stuff that's going on right now, including the January 6th commission, which is going to go prime time tonight. The question is, will anybody actually be watching? I have my doubts. I don't see this as being a big ratings winner. It's just Congress run amok. I mean, that's really all it is. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial. We got loads of other stuff. Oh, Sam Peter's going to join us a little bit later on, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. So we've got CD3 and CD4 covered like a glove. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay right where you are, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The average price for a gallon of gas has hit the $5 mark.
Another record at the gas pump and a big round number.
This is one of the records you certainly don't want to break. The national average now for the first time hitting the $5 a gallon mark.
Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com says COVID-weary families are hitting the road despite the high prices.
We're in a time where the economy is somewhat juiced or charged because of Americans' desire to get out. This is kind of the first summer that things feel back to normal. And Americans aren't going to be held at home again by gas prices.
GasBuddy.com, which tracks gas prices in real time, says the average has gone up 66 cents a gallon in the last month. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at townhall.com, authorities say a person who was trying to get into an Alabama elementary school where a summer program was being held was shot to death by police. Gadsden's school superintendent says the man went to several doors trying to enter Walnut Park Elementary School. A summer literacy program for 34 children was being held. The sheriff says a police officer working as a school resource officer encountered that person, got involved in an altercation, and called for backup. One officer suffering minor injuries. All the children are safe. At a summit of CEOs from the Western Hemisphere, President Biden emphasized private sector investment to address the region's challenges.
You know, the private sector is able to move quickly, to mobilize vast amounts of investment capital that are going to be needed to unlock the enormous potential for growth in this hemisphere, in the region.
The summit faced controversy over boycotts by some leaders in the region. Biden administration officials playing down the impact of the boycotts, saying there's still cooperation on key issues. Stocks finishing lower, the Dow off 639 points, the NASDAQ down 332. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercial.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly, in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. As production of infant formula ramps up to ease the nationwide shortage, local agencies are warning grocery store shelves may still be understocked for weeks, even months longer. Abbott Laboratories restarted its plant in Michigan over the weekend, saying it's working as fast as it can while maintaining safety measures to produce high-quality formula. A report from the Bloomberg back in May said that Las Vegas had been hit hardest in terms of formula shortages, with more than 50% of the formula out of stock across the Las Vegas Valley. Officials with help of Southern Nevada say they fear current efforts will not restock local shelves fast enough. COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to go up in Clark County. The Nevada Hospital Association says hospitalizations are both up in general wards and intensive care. They're not stressing out, though. The number of people currently hospitalized in Clark County with the confirmed or suspected COVID-19 increased from 230 last week to 276. The number of new cases per 100,000 population has increased from 217 to 256.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Looks like you're averaging about 50 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15. Those lane limitations downtown, though, will slow you through the construction orange barrels on Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning at 11, I was there last Sunday and had so much fun. In fact, I was there when they were bringing the poker tables in. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Always good to have John Kovacs on. He is always enlightening, and he is now in sprint mode because we've got a primary election coming up next Tuesday. Early voting ends tomorrow, and then it's on to Tuesday and Election Day. John Kovacs, how you been, my friend?
I've been doing well. I've been very busy. I've been preparing. We've been delivering our message, and we're reaching the people. We have some great stats in terms of we've knocked on over 2,000 doors, 26,000 phone calls. You've seen us on TV. You've seen us on the radio. You've seen us on billboards. We've done all kinds of social media type promotional things to really get ourselves out there so people really get a sense of who we are and to know us when they make this. Right now, it seems like the most important choice of their lives.
I want to ask you, because on your website and on the stump, you talk about America First conservative beliefs. What does that mean?
You can take that two different ways. Put America first, but you know what? Putting America first, that should be what we always do. America, conservative values, America first values are doing what's right for the country. We are competing to survive in this world against, there's only 300 million of us, there's 7 billion of all of them, and competing to survive means we have to get along with them, but we also have to prevail. We have to be on top. If you want to call yourself a first world country and live like a first world country and enjoy the benefits of what it's like to live in a first world country, well, then you better be a first world. Then you got to be a first world people, and you better be a first world country. And right now, all things aside, I think each and every one of us are realizing that whole first world country thing is kind of slipping away from us, and we need to get us back there. And when I say, hey, we're conservative values, America first, that's what we're doing. Hey, when people talk about, oh, America first, it's almost like reminiscing the way things were when we were on top, when we were the place of, oh, yeah, this is the place people want to come to. People want to come here now because we're giving free money away. You're almost bribing them. They're not coming here because they want to, because they're going to become enlightened or become better people. In the past, people left where they came from, came here and became better people, the country became a better place than the places that these people came from. That's what we're trying to get the country back to be. Because, hey, I don't have to show you. I don't even have to convince you. Turn on the radio, turn on the news, and it's right in your, walk down the street. It's right in front of your face. This country is becoming a third world country. You're a Supreme Court justice. They're attempting to assassinate a Supreme Court justice. That only happened the other day. They're pushing people. You know, in California, a guy almost ran over a lady with a baby in a carriage. I mean, those are things that happen. What happened with the police force standing by in Uvalde, Texas, while those children got murdered on the other side of the wall? Those things happen in third world countries. That's the direction we're going in. And if we don't do something, wake up, energy policy is horrible. We don't do things, wake up and put ourselves back on course, we will be a third world country. And, like, you know, we could say, oh, no, we're not. But you know what? The reality is going to be, oh, yes, we are. So that's what that means. Put America first, conservative values, because only doing that, only keeping sight of that is going to get us to where we need to be. And when we're on top and America's first, and then peace will follow from that, and the entire world will kind of get back into the order, align back orderly. Now you have chaos all over the place. So it's very important that now we're at this intersection, this crossroads, very, very important that people make the decision to, hey, you know what, with the policies that we've been admiring over the last 5 or 10 years, may have sounded great on paper, may have sounded great coming out of some person's mouth, but you know what, in practice, they don't work. And we have to get back to where we came from.
Again, John Kovacs joining us, conservative candidate for Congress in CD3. What are the top couple of concerns that you hear when you go knocking on doors or you're meeting with potential voters? What is it you're hearing from the voters in CD3?
Used to be immigration, used to be health care. All that's been eclipsed by gas prices and inflation. I mean, that's on everybody's mind. Every day you wake up, it's like, What's the new gas price going to be? And it's always going up, never going down, always getting worse, never getting better. And that's what people right now are mostly concerned about. The continuous failing of this country. Yes, inflation is continuous. Inflation is on the rise, and we heard from Janet Yellen the other day. She doesn't have an answer for it. She doesn't have a clue, and she's been wrong. And she admits she's been wrong on everything she tried. Well, why is she even there? Gas prices are continuing to climb, and our energy secretary has no clue, doesn't care because she drives an electric car. The people are just totally out to lunch, and they're purposely wrecking the country. That's what I hear. And oh, by the way, unless you've lived underneath a rock for the last couple of days, a new caravan is forming, 32 miles long, 11,000 people and climbing, and they want to reach the border sometime in the next week or so and just kind of waltz on in, regardless of what our laws say. So I mean, all that's right in front of you, and that's what the people are concerned about. That's what they're living about. They want to get things back to, hey, what happened when we actually were a country and things in this country were run properly. The country was handled properly and was being stewarded properly. That's not happening now, and we need to return it back to that, and that's what they want.
Hey, John, tell me what it is you would have the government do if you wrinkled your nose and you were in Congress, you were a member of the House of Representatives, and this 11,000 person caravan comes to the border. What should our response be?
Our response is got to be two prongs. In a 30-second response, it's two prongs. One, you got to deal with the people coming in. You really got to physically stop them and say it's not happening. And two, you got to go to the Mexican government and you got to put the real screws are going to come when you put the screws to the Mexican government. Right now, I mean, quite frankly, everybody's in a drought. They got 23% of the water coming out of Lake Mead goes to them. I mean, you have to really kind of put things in. You either, and I said this, on our YouTube channel. I mean, the Mexican government is acting in bad faith. They are not. I don't think we could call them an ally. I mean, they're letting 11,000 people walk through their country to come, to bust through, to come into ours. That's not a good neighbor. That's not a friendly neighbor. That's not somebody who's aligned with you, that's not our second largest training partner. They're stepping all over you. I think you have to really put the screws to the Mexican government and let them know, hey, who's in charge? And and quite frankly, in a way, it seems like the Mexican government or the cartel seem to be more in charge. You really have to, we're really as a country, and what I would do in Congress is really force the rest of the Congress people to really step up to the plate and really get the Mexican government to do things and get our own government to do things on that border. Now it's gotten to the point where we almost have to put more people down to the border and almost like repel this. And put these asylum claims. I mean, we currently have the Title 42 in place, and really enforce that, because the people coming in this particular wave, they're not, the women packed with the carriage and the 10 kids. Yeah, they're all single men. So I mean, you're really going to have to get tough in terms of your backbone and enforcing tough in terms of enforcing the policies and in first force enforcing the laws that protect the people in this country. And either you have the backbone to do it or you don't. And you don't have to come up with there's no magic wand or anything like that. And we've dug ourselves so far into a hole, there's no easy fix. You're really going to have to go to the Mexican government the way Donald Trump did in 2016, and put the screws to them, because when those caravans were coming, the Mexican government was very effective in dispelling a lot of that. Not so much anymore. They're giving a free pass right through the country. And I think those are the policies you're really going to have to get back to, and disincentivize people from coming here. They're coming here for the free cell phones, for the free money, for the free food stamps, for free everything. You got to disincentivize people from coming here. Coming here is not a free lunch. And by letting them know that you're going to come here, but there's no free lunch. If you even get in, there's no free lunch for you. There's not going to be no cards. Food cards, foods, anything of that nature. There's not going to be any free housing or anything of that nature. You're going to have to work to be here, and then you see how many people are actually streaming across the border.
John Kovacs, I want to ask you a question that falls under the heading of promises made, promises kept, and that is a part of these elections is that a promise of this is how I will vote when I get to Washington, and I think people want to know from you, how will you vote when elected as compared to maybe some of your opponents?
I'll tell you, I'm going to vote with their interests in mind, and I'm going to vote to protect their interests. Whether it be on crime, whether it be on inflation, whether it be on fuel prices, whether it be on China, whether it be on drugs and that are killing 100,000 of our kids every day, whether it be on a whole myriad of things, healthcare, which is a big one. I'm gonna vote to protect their interests, to make the life better for them, so they can wake up and say, yeah, I'm great to be a soccer mom because I don't have to worry about the country because this guy's got it covered. That's the type of congressman I'm going to be.
I want to ask you about three areas that people are talking about, and I think you touched on them earlier. Inflation, rising gas prices, and the possibility of recession if we're not already in a recession. You don't just pinpoint the problems. That's one of the things I like about your campaign, is that you don't just talk about the problems. You actually have solutions. Can you talk about inflation, rising gas prices, the possibility of recession, and what you would do to put a halt to it all?
Yeah, no problem. As far as the inflation goes, it's pretty much ubiquitous at this point. That are and universally known that a lot of our inflationary pressures that we're currently feeling now are related directly to our energy policy. Because our food, whether it be our food, and the truckers can't afford the diesel, so they're not trucking as much goods to the store. As a result, all the goods that you get at stores, commodities, things like that, and your food prices are rising. Agriculturally, same deal. All that big farm equipment runs on diesel. There you go. And also, you know, we found it with fertilizer, also an oil product, petroleum product. And again, we're not producing any of it. So the first thing you do, we are going to come up with the policy to really reignite our energy industry and get that off the ground running. And if, you know, and again, it's not a magic wand. There's no on-off button. It's on today, tomorrow. You know, it's off today. Put the switch on tomorrow. No, but you have to reignite that so that in the short term, that thing that could build back up. And that, and another thing too, I'll be honest with you, I think, you know, also because of there is some, like, with commodities and things like that, and the stock market is quick to react and things like that. Once people know that this is the direction you're going, you're going to see a lot of these prices come down in anticipation of, oh, a greater supply on the other side. So you're going to see right now prices are going up. People are hoarding, you know, warehouses, wholesalers, retailers might be hoarding their stock and dribbling it out or metering it out, so to speak. But once they know, because we have an uncertain future. There might be nothing behind after this last truck because of fuel prices. So they're hoarding what they have. But once they know, oh, wait, things are, we just made a sea change. I don't want to be stuck, just like everybody was hoarding soap, right? I just bought, I can't tell you how many, the soap, liquid soap, used to be $6 now, they can't even give it away now, 5 cents a bottle now, because they have so much of it. The same thing here, you know, once they know, and the key is our energy, and this is why every time you hear that this current administration speak, they're hell-bent on not solving that problem, because they have a totally different agenda, and their agenda is killing this country. But to recap, the key to very quickly offset the what we're feeling with respect to inflation is reignite our energy and get us back moving toward the energy independence that we once had, and you will see things in a New York minute start to come down.
It is always fun visiting with you, John. I know nobody has worked harder in this campaign than you have. You and your team have done an amazing job. Thank you so much. If folks want to know more about your campaign, if they want to find out about your stance on some of the issues, where do they go?
Here's what I want them to do. If you want to find out about my stance on some of the issues, you can hear me speak on all these issues. Go to my YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel, 94 videos. Go to my YouTube channel, John Kovacs for Congress. You can hear me speak on crime, immigration, border security, health care, all these things that are so important to everybody, you can hear me speak about. So that's where you go. Listen to that. And come Election Day, you know, do some research on me, and then get out and vote. And I one thing I will leave you with, in the last election cycle, a lot of people in our district lamented the fact we didn't have a candidate that was intelligent. We didn't have a candidate who was a well. You know what? I answered that call. So now the ball's in your court. All you got to do is vote for the candidate, and that would be me.
Hey, John.
Thank you very much.
Hey, best of luck on Tuesday, and we'll talk again soon.
Excellent. Take care.
All right, John Kovacs joining us, conservative candidate for Congress in CD3. He's a small business guy, and I like the idea of small business people getting involved. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the clock and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Walsh Show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak Reed and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next Attorney General, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole